Former U.S. President Bill Clinton says he hopes American forces will remain in Bosnia-Herzegovina to help stabilize the country. He made his appeal near the Bosnian town of Srebrenica at the official opening of a memorial and cemetery for victims of Europe's worst massacre since World War II. Muslim prayers accompanied the procession of more than 100 bodies taken for reburial in the new Potocari cemetery that surrounds the memorial center for those killed in the Srebrenica massacre. The remains had been retrieved from several mass graves nearby. The slaughter in Srebrenica, where up to 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed in July 1995, became a symbol for the brutality of the three-year war in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Srebrenica, about 80 kilometers northeast of Sarajevo, had been declared a safe zone by the United Nations when it was overrun by Bosnian Serb soldiers. They began the mass executions after outgunned Dutch UN peacekeepers were forced to abandon the region. Women were sent away in buses before the killings began. The massacre prompted then-President Clinton to step up efforts to end the war, which killed more than 200,000 people and displaced nearly 2 million others. Mr. Clinton pressed NATO to bomb Bosnian Serb artillery positions and later managed to get all the warring factions to sign up to the Dayton Peace Accord, which ended the conflict. Speaking at the ceremony to officially open the cemetery and memorial, Mr. Clinton urged the international community to arrest those accused of responsibility for the massacres, including Bosnian Serb wartime leaders Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic. He said it would be a mistake to withdraw American forces from the region, as is being considered by the current administration of President George W. Bush because of military commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mr. Clinton told the survivors that American and other peacekeepers are still needed in Bosnia-Herzegovina to help them to return and rebuild their shattered lives on the ruins of Europe's bloodiest conflict in more than half a century.
There's still much to be done. I hope we will do more to help your economy. I hope more private citizens like me, who were alive in that time and know what you endured, will do what we can to help you come back.
Mr. Clinton also made it clear that it was time for the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina to look beyond the atrocities and begin a process of healing the wounds of history. He said children should learn not only to see the fist, but also an open hand of peace and reconciliation.
Let us resolve to overcome our fears and mistrusts. Let us resolve to honor the dead by giving the children they left behind the blessings of the normal life they too should have had.
100 international and local officials took part in the ceremony, which was held in the Serbian-controlled part of Bosnia. Security was maintained by some 2,000 police and NATO peacekeepers. Stefan Bos, for VOA News.